are growing signs the uprising in Syria could be sliding into armed conflict. Army defectors have destroyed part of an air force base near the capital, Damascus. Arab League nations meeting in Morocco have carried out their threat to suspend Syria's membership and impose sanctions. Syrian government supporters have responded by attacking Morocco's embassy with eggs and stones. Technocrats have replaced politicians in Italy's new cabinet. Italy's Prime Minister Mario Monti has appointed non-political experts and academics to help him steer the country through its debt crisis. Mr. Monti has kept the key finance portfolio for himself. Fair Work Australia has suspended industrial action by Victoria's nurses for 90 days. The pay dispute has closed almost 1,000 public hospital beds and delayed hundreds of operations. The industrial umpire ruled the dispute was threatening patient safety and has ordered the nurses to reopen the beds by 9 o'clock this morning. Facebook says it's removed most of the pornographic and violent images posted as part of a spam attack. Thousands of the website's 800 million users had complained about the pictures over recent days. The company is blaming vulnerability in a browser for the incident. And Afghan President Hamid Karzai has told a meeting of tribal elders that a security pact with the United States is in the best interests of both nations. But it comes with conditions. President Karzai has ruled out night raids, searches of Afghan homes and US-run detention centres.